they ride today. Dear Abby, and what did you have to say? You're here again to be our friend. The kooks are out, the world may end. Dear Abby, can you please save the day?
Michael Lunan and the Loony Bin Band, live from Mental Health 7, Regent's Hospital, St. Paul. Dear Abby, you recently printed a letter from busy mom in Montana who said husbands would get more sex from their wives if they helped around the house more. I can tell you this is absolutely not true. I've been married to my wife for more than 10 years. I do the cooking, wash the dishes, do the laundry, and sew buttons back on. I get the children off to school in the morning and pick them up afterwards. I help with their homework, supervise their sports activities, and read them bedtime stories. My job is demanding and requires many 10-hour days. With all the chores I do at home, I end up working late in the evening and early in the morning when the rest of the house is still sleeping, yet my wife constantly complains that she is too tired for sex. She knows I do much more around the house than the husbands of her friends, but I get no credit for it. When we were dating, our sex life was fabulous. Boy, I didn't expect that last sentence. All of a sudden, he had a good memory there at the end and ended on a happy note there. When we were dating, our sex life was fabulous. God, it was good, Abby. No, it was great! I tell you, Abby, the things my wife and I used to do when we were dating, no human mind can even imagine. We were operating on another plane altogether. Erotic science fiction authors never dreamed up half of what my wife and I were proficient at back in our dating days. We were poster children for romantic experimentation. Our sex life bordered on the wild jungle antics of crazed primates in heat. We were unstoppable, Abby. A tour de force of unbridled passion. Yes. But now... Oh, now... Things have changed. I can't even earn her affection. I pay and I pay and I pay and I pay, but she won't play, won't play, won't play, won't play. I'm telling you, Abby, what does a man have to do? I do the cooking, wash the dishes, do the laundry, sew buttons back on. I get the kids off to school in the morning, pick them up afterwards, help with their homework, supervise their sports activities, read them bedtime stories. I clip my wife's toenails, massage her back, comb her hair, fetch her slippers, shave her legs, carry her to work in my arms. While she's gone, I hang drapes, I wallpaper, I build shelves, I landscape, I reupholster, I recarpet, I guard the perimeter of our property at night, I patrol the neighborhood, I stand as a sentry at our bedroom door, and I keep incense burning at all times, my wife's favorite. So what's her response when I come looking for a little affection? On your knees, slave. Polish my toenails. What about when that's done, I say? What about when I do that? Then what? When that's done, what? When that's done, balance my checkbook. Then start your to-do list for tomorrow and begin your nightly patrols so I can sleep in peace.
But honey, I say, honey, I need some loving.
Silence! I need my sleep.
This is what it's like at our house, Abby. This is my life. I'm about ready to head to my computer and click on concubine.com. That is, unless you have a better idea, Abby. Abby writes back and says, "Dear sir, please consult your clergyman or family doctor," which is often all you get from the old gal. I'd take it, fella. It's free. A little advice that perhaps with 3/4 might get you a cup of coffee somewhere. Now, Dr. Laura, she would have had a different answer had you written her. She would say something like, "You weren't placed on this earth by our God for the satisfaction of your own desires, fella. Back on your knees, and go be of service to the woman you committed yourself to, you selfish, self-indulgent imbecile. Accept and respect your duties as a husband, and live out your vows with stoic resignation, or I'll sick my Rottweiler on you. I am Dr. Laura. I am Dr. Laura. Ich bin Dr. Laura. Ich bin Dr. Laura. Ich..."